So again, today's daf is daf lamed beis. Today is a easier daf than in the past. So the mission begins on the bottom of lamed aleph amud beis. That's where we got to. So the mission quotes another scenario: shlosha achin nesun shlosha nachrios. That three brothers are married to three different women, not related to each other at all. Umeis echar mehem. One of the brothers dies. Let's call it Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. The asa bahasheni mimer. So Shimon performs mimer to Eishes Reuven. Umeis, now Shimon dies, the din is Hare Elu Choltzos Vlomis Yabmos. The din is that now that both Eishes Reuven, who's also Eishes Shimon now, and also Eishes Shimon, his original wife, fall to Levi, the din is Levi only does Chalitza, he cannot do Yibam to either one. So why is that? So the din is that because now Eishes Reuven has two Zikas, she's connected to Reuven, but she's also partially connected to Shimon. Had Shimon married her, so then she would have broken and severed her relationship to Reuven. But now that he didn't marry her, just did a mimer, so Eishes Reuven still connected to Reuven a little bit, and also connected to Shimon now that Shimon died. So now she's a Yevama with two Zikas. She's a Yevama coming from Reuven and Shimon, and we'll see in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you can't do that. It doesn't work that way. And Shenemar, Umeis Echamehem, Umeis Echamehem Yivneh, Yevaleh, She'alea zika siyavam echad. Only if she has only one zika, connection to one husband, velo she'alea zika beis yavam. If she has two zikas to her, she has the zika of Reuven and Shimon, that the Torah says is not going to work. And the Gemara is going to say it's not really a pasuk, it's really an asmachta, it's a gzera, but that's the understanding. So if a woman has two zikas, again, from two husbands, so then there's a din, at least from the Mishnah's perspective, it seems the one may not do yibam, only Chalitza. Just look at Rashi, just to make that a bit crisper. Rashi writes, Zika Shnei Yavamim, Decholzman Shelo Kansa, so long as Eishes Reuven had not been married, Zadayin Zika's Rishon Aleh. She still has her original husband's connection, Rishon of Reuven. V'no Tesefes Aleh Zika's Maimaro. Now, Maimar's been done through Shimon, she's connected to both Shimon and Reuven, and there's a din Hare Kishemes, when Shimon dies, Zed Nosro Aleh Zika's Shneim. So now, Eishes Reuven is also Eishes Shimon, both at the same time. The Ilu Kontat, she'd been married to Shimon, have a Paka Zika to Kama. The first Zika to Reuven would have been severed. But Chimais, and when Shimon would have died, Lo Hava Al Zika Sheni, all she would have is the Zika to Shimon, not to Reuven. But since she wasn't married, only Maimer was done, the din is she has two Zikas, both from Reuven and Shimon, and that's exerts the cause of that. One cannot do Yibam on that particular Yavama. Comes along with Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Omer meyabim le'eza shiurta v'chalitz lishniyah." He's allowed to do yibam to either one, either Eishes Reuven or Eishes Shimon, and do chalitza to the second one. Why is that? And Rashi explains here, "Meyabim le'eza shiurta." Kedekatani time of a perek sheni bebraisa imma maro shel sheni maimer. If we assume maimer is really something effective, so now really she is now the wife of only Shimon, and that removes Zika to Reuven. Eishes sheni, which is Shimon, who boil. Vim Eino Mimer, if Mimer is ineffective, then Eishes Rishon, who, well, is she still connected to Rishon, and Mimer didn't accomplish anything. She's not connected to Shimon at all. So no matter how you slice it, she's either purely Reuven's wife, or she's purely Shimon's wife, and therefore you're allowed to do Yibum and then Chalitza to the second wife of Shimon. So Gemara asks, Vizikas Beis Yivamim Deraisa, if it's really true, like the Mishnah presented, that's based in the Pasuk, that since his wife is Eishes Reuven, and also now Eishes Shimon at the same time, since he performed Mimer, there's two Zikas, so if it's really Deraisa, you can't perform Yibum to such a woman who has two Zikas, Chalitza Nami Lo Tibay. They shouldn't require Chalitza either for that matter. There should be nothing required. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella Midirabanan. This whole concept is a Midirabanan. V'gzeira Shema Yomu Beis Yivamos Habas Mi Beis Echad Mis Yavmos. What would happen? In reality, Mimer is not really Mimer. Really, this wife of Reuven is still Eishes Reuven. Even though Mimer was done to Shimon, she's still called Eishes Reuven. But it looks like, since there's a Mimer done to Shimon, it appears as if Shimon has two wives, even though it's not really true, but it appears that way. He has his own wife and Reuven's wife. And we know when one man has two wives, only Yibam's allowed to do one, not the other one. So if you do Yibam to both Eishes Shimon and also to Eishes Reuven, who appears like Eishes Shimon, one might think in a different scenario, if Shimon were to die with two wives, you could do Yibam to both wives, which is certainly not allowed. So there's a gezeira, since it looks like she's going, passing through Shimon's wife, as Shimon's wife, it looks like he actually has two wives, which is not really true. So look at Rashi, how Rashi says this, three lines up. Ela midirabanan de midiraisa mimer lo kani. In reality, mimer isn't effective, and even though Shimon does mimer to Eishes Reuven, she is only Eishes Reuven still. And Bahavi Lishte Yavamos, Mi Beis Batim, and the two wives from two different houses, which is allowed. You could do Yibam to each one. V'tavayu Matzal Yivume. Rabbanan hu degazru, they made a gzer in this case when Shimon does maimer, because it appears like Yomu Beis Yivamos Habos Mibas Acha, Mibas Echad. It looks like they're coming from the same house, from Shimon's house, even though that's not really happening. It appears that way, and therefore there are gozer that only Chalit is allowed, not Yibum. So Gemara then says, okay, so fine, you can't do two, both of them Yibum. But what you can do is, V'niyabim Lechada, V'nichlis Lechada. So let them do Yibum to one wife, and Chalitza to the other wife. That's allowed if there are two Yivamos from one household. A brother dies with two wives, you could do Yibum to one, and Chalitza to the second. Granted, the Chalitza to the second is not necessary, because once you do Yibum to one wife, the Tzara goes scot-free without anything, but do Chalitza to the second one, there's no harm done. So the Gemara says, why only do this? Because Gzeira, there's a Chashash, if this is the case, if to the case of where Shimon did Maimer, who did Yibum to one wife, and Chalitza to the other wife, Shema Yomu, people might say, Bais Echad, within one household, if a brother dies with two wives, you might say, Miktsasa Banoi, U Miktsasa Chalitza, that within one household, you build one house. In other words, you do Yibum with one wife, and with the Tzara, you do Chalitza. And Rashi adds in an important line here in the top of Lamed Beis, U Miktsasa Chalitza, the Asla Meimer, that might come to tell a person, Bebeis Yivamos, Habas Mibais Echad. If there are two women who come from Mamish, the same house, not this case where Shimon did a Meimer that looks like the same house, but Mamish from the same house, where he has two wives, you might say, Chada Misevemes, Vachares Chalitza. When a husband, when a man, brother dies with two wives, if you do Yibim to one, then Chalitza to the second one, we don't do that. It's only Yibim to one. You don't need Chalitza for the second one. And the wife says, so what? Yomu, Vyomu, so who cares? Let her do Chalitza. What's the big deal if you do Chalitza? You're allowed to do Chalitza to a random person. There's no harm done by picking up a woman and do Chalitza. It doesn't mean anything. It's worthless. But okay, so do it. So if granted, you have a case of Maimer, Shimon does Maimer to Eishes Ruvain, so do Yibam to Eishes Shimon, and do Chalitza to Eishes Ruvain. And even though a person might think that if two wives come from Mamish, the same household, you might do Yibam Chalitza, no big deal if you do Chalitza to the second person. The wife says, you're right. If it was done in the right order, idim miyabem v'ahadar chalitz hachanami. You did yibam to the first wife, and chalitz to the tzara, you're right, no harm done, that's certainly allowed. But the concern was, if we allow this case of Maimer to do yibam and then chalitza, they might also do chalitza and then yibam, and that's certainly a problem. Elegzera, dilma chalitz, beresha, v'ahadar miyabem. And once you do chalitza to the first wife, then there's an issa deraisa, there's an irva to do yibam to the second wife, to the tzara. The kamle ba'asher lo yivne, that's when you chose not to rebuild the householder. Rachmana avmar kevin shalabana shivlo yivne. Once you decide not to build, once you do chalitza, then all the other co-wives, all the other tzaros are going to be usher as well. Because,
this is clearly only Rabbi Yochum and not Rish Lakish, just hearkening back to that machlokas.
Is that really?
It should revert back to Eishes Ach.
No, it would question whether it's a kares or an issur. You're saying, in fact, they say it's shivlo yivne, it's a lav, it must be like Rabbi Yochanan, which makes sense. We always pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Fine, so then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Nasan get the mamaro, hutra tarasa, aval hi asura de michla babalas get. It's a little tricky here. A person could give a get, and you could decide with your kavana how the get's going to work. You could either say the get's working for the mimer only, but the zik remains, or you want the get to even work for the zik. What that means is, when Ruvain dies, so now Eish Ruvain is zakuk to Shimon and Levi. Now, is Shimon performs mimer. So now, Shimon's connected to Eish Ruvain both through the zika that was originally there, and also through the mimer that he performed. So when you give the, when he gives a get, he could decide to give the get only to undo the mimer aspect, but the Zika element still remains, or he can even give the get and to undo the Zika. Now, even though get doesn't undo Zika, you need Chalitza, but there's a din derabanan that if a get is used to undo the Zika, that's a Chalitza midirabanan. You have to still go through the process of Chalitza, but it's Chalitza derabanan whereby it's also at that point to marry her after the get's been given. So what happens is, if Shimon did Maimer to Eishes Ruvain, and then he gave a get only for the mimer aspect, not for the Zika aspect, for the mimer aspect. So then there's a din that his original wife, Eishes Shimon, the original wife he had, can't be married to Levi, because the mimer is as if it's not there anymore. It's back to the normal case of Reuven died, and then Shimon died. There's the mimer is completely removed from the picture. So that's a normal case. Levi could perform Yibum with Eishes Reuven. But to Eishes Reuven, to Eishes Shimon. But to Eishes Reuven, who had a mimer and then a get, we don't allow Levi to marry her because it looks like that a chalitza was done to her already because the get was given, and therefore we don't let it go through. It's a little confusing. Let's look at Rashi to explain this a little bit better. Rashi writes two lines down from the top here. Nasan get l'mamara. Amasis and Kari, it's going back in our Mishnah with the three brothers and the three women. The Sheim Nasan Zeh Ha'osa Maimer, the one who did Maimer, which is Shimon, did Maimer to Eishes Ruvin. Get Lamama, or he gave a get to the Maimer, Velo Lezika, so not to end the Zika, only to end the Maimer part. V'charkach Meis, but then Shimon dies. Hutra Isha Rishona, Shimon's original wife, what we'll call Eisha Shimon, that's permitted. She Tzara Lisyabam Lishlishi, she can marry the third person, namely Levi. The Maimer, the Ovid, Shaklai, the Maimer that initially Shimon had done to Eishes Ruvin, he removed by doing the get. The Maimer is no longer there. V'lav Tzaras Ninu, we don't view Eishes Ruvin and Eishes Shimon as Tzaros, meaning even though Eishes Ruvin, we'll see in a second, is considered an erva to a certain extent to Levi, it does not extend the erva to Eishes Shimon because they're no longer Tzaros because the get undid the Maimer. So that's why if he gives a get, if he gives a get to the Mamaro, to Eishes Ruvin, Shimon's original wife is allowed, she's Hutter, the Tzara of Eishes Ruvin, in other words, Eishes Shimon, she's allowed to marry Levi. However, Eishes Ruvin herself may not marry Levi. So look at Rashi, the next Rashi. Well, he has Surah, she herself is Aser. Why? Below Mishum the Kamle below Yivne. Not because of that. The Posa Alachiv Hanishar. That's not the reason why. Shere Lo Nasan Get Lazika. He didn't give a get for the Zika. You know why she's Aser, Eishes Ruvin to Levi? Ela Mishum the Aser Lichlufei Bibasa Get Hechadavar Get Lamamaro. Because if a person gives get to Mamaro, and also Lizikaso to both the Maimer and the Zika, that actually serves as a Chalitza Midirabanan. So even though this case isn't really Chalitza Midirabanan because he only gave a get for the Maimer, he didn't give a get for the Zika, but it looks like he gave a get to the Maimer and also the Zika, and therefore they were gozer that he can't marry Eishes Ruvin because she was received a get. Now it sounds a little bit strange, I can't get further. It sounds like a Gzera, and goes in Gzera, Gzera, because the whole idea of a get for a Zika is a Dindirabanan in the first place. And now to be gozer of a get of a mimer, less a lead to a get of a mimer in a Zika, that seems like a double derbanan. But forgetting that right now, either way, he can't marry Eishes Ruvein when he gives her a get, but he may marry Eishes Shimon. That's the first man damar. And then Ikadami, others say, Amarava, Nasan get lemamaro, hutra afilu hi. No, if you give a get for the mimer of the Eishes Ruvein that Shimon did, you give a get, that undoes everything, and Eishes Ruvein reverts back to original status, which means that you can even marry Eishes Ruvin. Not only can Levi marry Eishes Shimon, but he can even marry Eishes Ruvin. My time, and what's the reason? My de'ovid ba shakli. What he did, he took away. In other words, the mimer that Shimon did to Ruvin, he removed. So it's a regular case. Ruvin died, and there's a Zika of Eishes Ruvin. Shimon dies, another two women from two households. Levi could do Yibam to both of them if he wants to. Fine, that's the din. That was a little bit tricky, but the rest of the daf is, I thought easier, but let's see. Okay, the Mishnah says now. Shnei achen nisun shtei achayos. Two brothers married to two sisters. Umeis echam em, one of the brothers dies. Ve'acharkach meisa ishto. Shosheni, but then he loses the original wife, one of the sisters. In other words, you have Ruvain and Shimon, and Ruvain dies. So now Eishes Ruvain cannot be married. Shimon cannot do Yibam or Chalitza to Eishes Ruvain because that's the wife's sister, his own wife's sister. But let's say now Shimon loses his wife. So one might think, well, maybe now his wife is dead. He can go ahead and do Yibam to Eishes Ruvain because his wife is no longer alive. So the din is, Harei zu asura alav olamis. Nope, Eishes Ruvain is asur to him forever because initially, when Ruvain had died, Shimon's wife was still alive, which is the sister of Ruvain's wife. Hol v'nesar alav shacha. Since there's a moment in time where Shimon cannot have married Eishes Ruvain because it was achos ishto, she remains asur forever even after Shimon's wife ends up dying. And that we saw the Mishnah quoted already. So the next few lines are going to be repetitive. Whereas it's pshita, that seems quite obvious. Hasha now, mahasam there, delo midche mehai besa lagamre. That in the other situation where there are three brothers alive. There are three brothers, and one brother died. There are two brothers married to two sisters, and one brother died. So that sister, let's say that made a little clearer. Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. Ruvain and Shimon are married to two sisters, and Levi's married to a nachris. If Ruvain dies, so his sister, his wife, is not right to Shimon, because Shimon's married to the sister. But she is right to Levi. So the din is that even though she's still shaykh to the parsha, and then Shimon loses his wife, she still cannot marry the wife of Shimon because the first moment it was Aser. So in that case, where she was still in the parsha of the family because Levi was Reuter, yet we say Shimon can't marry her, Kavachom in this case where there are only two brothers, and Reuben dies, she's not shaykh to anyone else, she's out of the picture, certainly she's not going to be shaykh to Shimon even after Shimon's wife dies. So this Mishnah seems so obvious. So again, Mahasim over there, where there were three brothers starting off with, the lo midche mahai beisa lagamre, where Eishes Ruvin wasn't completely removed from the parsha of this family, and yet still Amr Shlomo, we said Shimon can't marry the wife of Ruvain even after Shimon's wife dies. Hacha, the Kamintche Mahai Beis Lagamri here, where there are only two brothers initially. And when Reuben dies, she's completely removed from the parsha because there are no other brothers. Lokoshke, and certainly one would not do Yibum, and it's Asa forever. The Gemara says, you're right. Tana ha Tana Bereisha. First, we taught this mission here in Daf Lamed Beis. We taught this first. The other one, we thought, maybe it should be permitted. Since there's a Levi, there's a third brother, and Eishes Reuben Shaykh to Levi, maybe after Shimon's wife died, Shimon actually can Taka marry Eishes Reuben. That's what we thought initially, Visharia. But Hadar Chazal Isser, then we said no. Once there's an Isser initially, the Isser remains forever. So we saw that other mission is actually going to be Usser to Shimon forever. So then since we retracted him, we saw Aidi de Chavivale. It was Chaviv to us. Why is it Chaviv? We have this a lot of times that when Chachamim were metapla in a certain sugya and they figure out the MS, it's a certain drasha, a certain limud, a certain amelis, it becomes very chaviv today. They wanted to therefore activate. They taught this first because it was a very special Mishnah. It was very dear to them. And Mishnah lo zazamim komen. Even though the Mishnah no lamed beis is unnecessary because it's obvious at this point, nonetheless, once a Mishnah is part of the Mishnah, we never remove it. Okay, so now the Gemara says, and we're going to get involved in Ein Isser Chal Isser now. Tani Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Ba'aleha, Mishim Eishes Ach, Umishim Achos Isha Divrei Rabbi Yosef. A person is Baalah, which means Bechai Isha, and Baalah and his wife's sister. So there are two problems here. One is it's Eishes Ach, that's one Erva. Number two is it's the sister of his own wife. Two brothers married to two sisters, and he's Baal on his sister-in-law, both from his wife and from his brother. He's violating two Arayos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, there's only one Erva here, which is that it's the brother's wife. But doesn't the Braisa say that Rabbi Shimon Omer Einu Chayv El Mishim Achos Isha Bavad? We have another Braisa that he agrees you only Chayv one Erva, but he says it's the other Erva. It's the Achos Isha. So there are two things going on here. Is it either it's both the brother's wife, it's also one's wife's sister. So which Isha is it? There's only one, but we have a steer. Is it Eishah Ach or is it Achos Isha? And the Gemara says, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. It depends on who got married first. And pay attention to this clearly. Khan. Shinosa Chai, the Chai is the one we call Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died first, so we're calling Reuven the Mace. So Reuven obviously didn't die when he's married when he died. It's going to say the Mace got married. It doesn't mean the Mace got married when he's dead. We're calling Reuven the Mace because he ended up dying first. So Reuven's the Mace and Shimon's the Chai, and he's the brother who marries or Ba on the sister-in-law. So Kan, Shinosa Chai, where the Chai, we're calling Shimon, he was Nasa first, which meant that he got married to his wife, and his wife's sister was also to him because of Achav's Isha. Acharkach Nasa Meis, but afterwards, Reuven, who ended up dying, he got married second. He married the wife's sister. So then the second Isser becomes the brother of the wife of the brother. Eishes Ach is second in this case. So that's why, since the first Isser is Achav's Isha, that would be violation according to that Braisa. Khan, the other case, is the opposite order. First Shanasa Meis. First Reuven, the one who died, he married first. So now that became Aser to Shimon because it was Eishes Ach. That was the first one. V'charkach Nasachai. And then afterwards, Shimon married her sister. So the second Isser was Achos Isha. But since Achos Isha was second, the first Isser was Eishes Ach. That's why Eishes Ach is the problem. So either way, that the steer of the Brises is, depending on who got married first, will dictate the first Isser, if it's Achos Isha or Eishes Ach. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Heichad the Nasameis, V'charkach Nasachai. In a situation where Reuven gets married first, where first his wife was considered Eishes Ach, and then Shimon gets married. Now there's an additional Achos Isha, but we don't acknowledge this Achos Isha. So the Gemara says, Kevan de Isser Achos Isha lo chayl, since the Eishes Ach, Achos Isha doesn't chayl, tisyabim yivum, he should do yivum. Now listen, because why? If all we're looking at is since Reuven got married first to the wife, so in other words, Shimon is viewing Reuven's wife as Eishes Ach. And we know in a typical case of Eishes Ach, when the brother dies, you could do yivum. Granted that now that Shimon got married to the sister, there's also Achos Isha. But Rav Shimon doesn't acknowledge Achos Isha. It's not Chal. There's only the first Isser, which is Eishes Ach. It's a classic case of Eishes Ach. When the brother dies, let him do Yibam. So why don't we let Reuven, but rather, why don't we let Shimon perform Yibam to Eishes Ach, to Reuven's wife? And the Gemara says, you're right. Although the Isser Achos Isha is not Chal on top of the Eishes Ach, however, Amar Bashi, Isser Achos Isha, Mitla Tali Vikai, it's hanging out there. It's hovering over there. It's not chal. And ipaka iser eishes ach. If somehow Eshach is removed because Reuven now dies, then us Isra Achodisha v'chal. Then it's hovering around. Then Achodisha is chal on top of that, and for that reason, Hilkach lo paka, it doesn't remove itself, the Achodisha, and for that reason, it's usher to perform Yibum on this woman. So there is a Nechanami, the Achodisha is hanging out there, according to even Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. The Savar Rabbi Yossi, Isser Chalal Isser, is it really true that an Isser can be Chalal and Isser? Rabbi Yossi above said that Achos Isha and Eshet Ach are both there together. Sounds like that the Isser Chalal Isser. So Gemara says, V'hatani, doesn't the Braisa say, Avar Avera, Sheish Bashtei Misas. A person violates an Avera that has two Misas. What's an example? So Nidon Bechamur, he has to take the more stringent of the punishments. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, this is the key sheet that we need. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidon Bezika HaRishona HaBalav. He should get judged whichever one came first. So what does that mean? The Tanya, Ketad, how do we have the case? Rabbi Yossi, Nidon Bezika HaRishona HaBalav. The first one means what? Chamosa Venasa Eshizish. Let's say he marries a woman. And now his mother-in-law is, she was single, her husband died. So when she got married, the mother-in-law was also because Chamosa. But then the Chamosa got remarried, she now becomes an Eshes Ish. So Nasis Eshes Ish, Nidon Bechamosa, you judge her, you get punished, the son-in-law is punished with the Chamosa, which is a din of Srefa. That's a din of Srefa for the Chamosa, for mother-in-law, because that's the first one that came, is a Chamosa to him. If, however, if she was first an Eshes Ish, Nidon Bechamosa, if she's Eshes first, she's married to her husband, and then you married her daughter, Nasas Chamosa, now she becomes your mother-in-law, so Nidon Be'eshet Ish, which is the punishment of a chenek, whatever came first. If she's first an Eshet Ish too, or if she's first Chamosa, you go with one. So clearly we see that it's not Ein Isser Chalal Isser. How could Yossi above say that there is Chalal Isser that says that Ein Isser Chalal Isser? And Gemara says, you're right. In general, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. But go to the next page now. However, in certain circumstances, although Ein Isser Chalal Isser, there are some instances where Rabbi Yossi will agree there is a Isser Chalisir. What's that? Amir Rabbi Abahu, Mode Rabbi Yossi b'Isser Mosiv. When there's an Isser Mosiv, that actually would allow it to be Chal. What's Isser Mosiv? So let me explain outside for a moment, then we'll look inside Rashi. There's Isser Mosiv and there's Isser Kola. Isser Mosiv is where you take a Davar Isser, let's say this is the Isser, and you're expanding how many Gavers, how many more people are going to be Usser to this object. Isser Kola is where the same people are Usser, but now more objects are Usser to that person. So Isser Mosif, we can add Isser Chal Isser, but by Isser Kol, when the Cheftas get added on, we don't say Isser Chal Isser. So that's just, we'll look at Rashi to appreciate it a little bit more. So by an Isser Mosif, we will admit Yesh Isser Chal Isser, even Rabbi Yossi would say. So look at Rashi to explain. Rashi says in the top line, Ulam Ebezim Ebez. Amir Rabbi Yabohu, Amir Rabbi Yossi be Isser Mosif, Shehu Chal Al Isser Kegom. Isser Esh is Ach, the Mosifu, that's an Isser Mosif, how so? Shebetchila, initially, when he married her sister, and she was still, the other one was single. So in other words, let's say Shimon married a woman. So now the other women, her sister, was also to Shimon, but she was mutter to the other brothers. Now, if the sister marries Reuven, she's also to all the brothers now. The achshav, now once, they're adding on to the other brother. Let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So now that the sister, Eshes Reuven, is not only is also to Levi, who then all the brothers, once also to more Gavras, will also also to Shimon himself. Meaning even though Shimon was also to Eshes Reuven because it was his wife's sister, but now since it's also Eshes Ach to Levi, Huda, and so on, it's going to also be also to Shimon himself. That's where it will be Issachal Isser, where there's an Isser most of other Gavras of people will be included in the additional Isser. So again, Nisais Le'echad, if the sister, Shimon's wife's sister, marries now Reuven, Nisais Le'echad Reuven, man, Nesar Akula, now Eshes Reuven is usher to the other brothers, Levi, Huda, and so on, Mishim Eshes Ach, the Achshav Nitosif Isser Alea, the Gavishar Achav, now once is Isser to the other brothers, to the other Gavras, Migo, the Chal Shem Eshes Ach Allah, the Gavishar Achav, there's an Isser Eshach that falls on her with respect to the other brothers, Shaisa Mutarsan, that she was mutter to them initially, Chal Nami Hashem Azeh, the Gavi Didetz, Chal on Shimon himself as well, Afagav, even though the Isur Alev Vekaima, even though he was ushered to her beforehand, because I was Achos Isha, but Eshes Ach is added on top as well in this particular scenario. Aval Eshes Ish, Venasis Chamosa, if she was an Eshes Ish, and now she becomes your mother-in-law, Mitchila haisa asur l'chol ha'olam. As an ancient issue, it's asur to the entire world. So there are no more people that she's asur to now that she wasn't asur to initially. She was asur to everyone. So now that she's your mother-in-law, who else is she now asur that she wasn't asur to initially? No one. And therefore, mishum eishad ish. And now sezed bito, ein nisezed roi l'hosev ale imachem. There's no additional people that she's asur to now that she wasn't asur to earlier. And that's why we don't say isachal iser by the chamoso and eishad ish case. Only by the eishad ach, rather achos isha, and then Eishet Ach, haste, we say that. Yeah? Maybe it was a little harder than I thought it was. Okay. So now the Gemara says, makes sense. Tinach, Heicha, the Nasa Chai, Vacharkach, Nasa Meis. If that's the order, this makes sense. If initially the Chai Shimon gets married, and then Reuven gets married afterwards, Migo, the Tosef, Isser, Lagavi, Achim. Now, since when Reuven gets married to the sister, the Isser, Eishet Ach, applies to the other brothers, the Tosef, Isser, Lagavi, Didei, also adds an Isser to Shimon himself. That we saw in Rashi. However, Ela Heicha in this situation did not submit, where Reuven first got married, and then it was Aser as a Eish Ach to all the brothers, and the Charkach Nasachai, then Shimon marries Reuven's wife's sister, my Iser Mosef Ika. What additional Iser is there? Meaning, Reuven, Shimon's wife was, Reuven's wife was Aser to everyone in the first place, because Eish Ach. There's no additional Achaz Isha that will be Chal, that she wasn't Aser to anybody in the first place. So that's not Iser Mosef. And the Chitem, if you're going to tell me, Migo de itzar bekulo achvasa, the sisters now. Hi yisr kolohu. That's a question. In other words, in this case, where Reuven gets married first, so his wife is Eish Ach to all the brothers, to Shimon, Levi, Huda, they're all also to Eish Ach. Now Shimon marries the sister of Reuven's wife, so now the two sisters are married to Shimon, so we don't say that now the Isra Achos Isha applies to Shimon, because Reuven's wife is also to the brothers in the first place, because Eish Ach, nothing new is, now she also your sister. But no, they're all us in the first place. So now the question is, maybe the reason why is because once you marry, Shimon marries his sister, he can't marry any of his wife's other sisters now. That's not adding on garas, that's adding on cheftas. Because the woman is really as the cheft now. She's the davar iser. The men are the gavra, and the women are the davar iser. They're chatichas, surus. So that's not adding on garas, that's not iser motzu. That's what's called iser kolel. Just look at Rashi here, lower down, we're around maybe 10 narrow lines up. Rashi just points Isser Mosef out versus Isser Kolei. He defines the term, it's very important to understand here. Isser Mosef is kisha Isser Mosef al chaticha. On one object we add on, lo so al mishu mutaris alav. The people who are once mutter, we're adding more people who are usher to his object. It's adding the gavra on. Isser Kolei, however, is Isser chala chaticha zacheris. With Isser chala more objects. The sisters, in this case, are the objects. That's Isser Kolei. That's not Isser Mosef. Only by Isser Mosef, where more people, more gavras are included, that's where we say there is Isser Chal Isser, but not by Isser Kolel. So the question becomes, if, again, it's a situation where Reuven marries first, and there's Isser Eishet Ach to all the brothers, and then Shimon marries the sister, there's no Mosef, Isser Mosef, by the Achos Isha. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, Amar Rava, now this is where it gets easier. We can forget all the Isser stuff right now. Ella, Amar Rava, Rava says, Ma'ala ani alava kasav, alava ki'ilu asa shayim, you're right. In the end of the day, there's no Isser Chal Isser at all. There's only one Isser here at all. Only one Isser. But we view it as if there are two Isurim. V'chein ki Yasser Rabin. Rabin reported back from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ma'ala Nava Alav Ma'ala Ani Alav Kilo Asa Beis. We consider it as if he violated two Isurim. However, Eino Chayv El Achas. But there's only one Isser taking place here. So I'm asking, who cares? If the Maaseh he did one Isser, what does it mean Kilo he did two Averos? So nafkamina lekavro bein rishayim gemurim, that he did a terrible thing. We view him as if he's a rasha gamur and should be punished and buried amongst the other rishayim. Look at Rashi how he says this, and look at machlokas Rashi Tosla says Rashi last narrow line of the page here. El Amar Rav Rava says liolam lesle Rabbi Yosi Isser Chal Isser. He does not hold of Isser Chal Isser. There's only just one Isser. But had the kamer leil chayv lav mishum eishet ach and also mishum achos isho. Lav mishum because of Isser Chal Isser. Ella lav b'shogeg l'chayv shtei chatos el b'mezid. It's a case of mezid. The guy did a terrible thing. Granted, there's only one Isser because we only view this either as achos isha or ishach, but we're viewing this as a double Isser. Le'asas rasha gomer. We consider him a terrible rasha for doing such an act. U'lekavro bein risham gemurim she rasha nikbar eitz risham. Risham deserved to be next to other risham. The Tanam is in Hedjin, Daf Mem Vav, a shtei kvaros hayu mutukanin lebezdin, echelin haragin lechakin, echelin iskalim v'disrafim. The higher level punishment, strafe and skila, is one cemetery, and haragin chedek is another cemetery. So v'hachanami here as well, afagab the high lav michuya bezdin. He's not chai bezdin here, who? Since he did a double Isser, a double Erva, even though it's not really a double Erva, but we view this as a double Erva, Kravina Le Gabi Niskam and stuff, and we bury him amongst the those who get burnt and stoned. Tosas argues. Tosas writes, Bain Risham Nigmurim, on the bottom here, Perish Eitz Risham Kimosa, people like him. Lefish Ain Kovrin Rasha Eitz Tzadik, Velo Kimosha Perish Country. We don't place him in the cemetery of Nisraf and Niskam. He wasn't deserved to be stoned or burned. We put him in another cemetery where other people did a similar Isser of Achazisha and Eshach. That's a separate cemetery. Meaning, there are many cemeteries we have for different types of people. There's an Iskam and a Srafim cemetery. There's Nechakim and Neragim cemetery. There's Achazisha and Eshach cemetery. It's a different cemetery, but we don't put him near the Nisrafim and Iskam. Those are the worst Isserim, not the same exact cemetery. That's the discussion. Now, there is a big discussion in the Achronim. If Lemaisa, he didn't violate an Isser, a double Isser, only one Isser, so why are you putting amongst the worst Rishayim? He only did one. What do you mean? We view him as if he did two Isserim. Lemaisa, he only did one Isser here. So Primer Gadol writes that even though Legabe Onshin, we don't say that there are two Isserim. Legabe the Isser, there are double Isserim. I mean, when we say a Nisr Chala Isser, that only means that we don't give him a double punishment. But Legabe the Maisa, what he did, the Averas, in Echanami he did two Averas. It was Achos Isha and Eshadach. We only give one punishment at a time. It's almost like Kimle, with the Rabbi Minei, only one punishment at a time. But Lemaisa, there were double Isurim. That was the understanding of the Prima Gadim. Rav Chanan Wasserman, he writes, no. It says, even though there's not even an Isser, there's no punishment, there's no Isser. But I'm not sure what this means, but the Sibas, the reason of the Isser is still relevant. Lemaisa, he did something terrible. Yes, we can't chalk it up as an punishment, we can't chalk it up as an Isser, but Lemaisa, what he did was a terrible act. And somehow the Tam Hadavar is still relevant, and that's why we could put him in this base Kfaras of Rishon. So back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says that this Machlokas, we just saw, this discussion is similar to it. We're going to see a three-way Machlokas, right? No, not three-way. Three applications of the same Machlokas. We're not going to have time to discuss it, to bring it back to the full picture. We're going to see three quick Machlokas in all connected. And the Gemara says as follows. Ubeplugs of Itmar, Zar, a non-Kohen, Shishimesh B'Shabbos, he does Avodah on Shabbos, Rebbe Chia Omer Chayv Shtamir Chayv, two Averos, Bar Kapar Omer Ein Chayv Lachas, there's only one here. So Kafetz Rebbe Chia jumped up, and Nishba B'Havodah, that's like a type of Shrua, he said, I swear, Kach Shemate heard, my Rebbe, Shtayim Yechayv, two Averos, when a Zar is Meshamesh on Shabbos. He's a Chayv for a Zar doing Avodah, and he's also Chayv for violating Amlach on Shabbos. Kafetz Rebbe Bar Kapara, V'Nishba, he swore, V'Havodah, Kach Shemate, I heard, my Rebbe, Achas, you only Chayv one. His chil, Rebbe Chiladun, he started to judge, Shabbos L'chol Nesra, Shabbos is also to everybody, and Kishuhutra b'mikdash eitz a kohanim hutra, it was only mutter the kohanim hutra of Lola Zarim, and therefore, when a Zar does an avoda, he does an avoda not only because he's a Zar, but also else the Shabbos, he's violating Shabbos as well. So there's double Isser, and yesh kamishim Zaros, v'yesh kamishim Shabbos. His chil bar kapar l'adun, he started to understand the cases, no, Shabbos l'chol nesra, Kishuhutra b'mikdash hutra, and there's is mutter to everyone on Shabbos, and therefore there's no Isser of Shabbos at all. Ein Kan El Azaris is only a Zar as a non-Kohen that's doing about the, but Al Shabbos in the base of Mikdash, Shabbos doesn't exist Lagabe Malacha, and that's why he only gets one of there. That's one Machlokas. Second Machlokas. A Baal Mum. Shishimesh Betuma. He's both a Baal Mum, which can't do Avodah. He's also Tameh, he can't do Avodah from two reasons. So same Machlokas. Rebbe Chia Omer Chayv Shtayim. Bar Kabar Omer Eina Chayv Alachas. Kavetz Rebbe Chia V'Nishba V'Havodah Kach Shemati. I heard me Rebbe Shtayim. Kavetz Bar Kabar V'Nishba V'Havodah Kach Shemati. I heard me Rebbe Achas. Hischa Rebbe Chia Ladun Betuma L'chal Nesa. It was only mutter that we only matir tamei legabe kohen tamimim tamim hutra lekohanim tamimim hutra v'lo lebai mumim. But the baal mum is not hutra tuma, and therefore both as a baal mum and also as being tamei, he's chayv two different averas. Yesh kan mishim bali mumim v'yesh kan mishim tuma. Then hiskel bar kabar ladun tuma lechol neser. It's also to everybody to do avoda as a tamei. When they matir tuma legabe the base mikdash, be mikdash hutra to everyone, even a baal mum, tuma doesn't exist, and therefore ein kan elo mishim baal mum. That's the second machlokas. And the third machlokas is a zar she'achal melika. Melika is not a good shechita, it's a different type of melika. Melika is from the back of the neck, and that only works, only kohen can eat from it if it was done to a carbon. We only do this to a carbon. If it was done to a non-carbon, or if a zar were to eat from it, it would be considered nevela. So a zar she'achal melika. Rebbe Chia Omer Chayv Shaim, Bar Kabar Omer Eina Chayv Alacha, same Machlokas. Kavat Rebbe Chia Medishva Avodakach Shemati Merebi Shaim, Kavat Bar Kabar Medishva Avodakach Shemati Merebi Achas, Hischa Rebbe Chayladun, Nevela Lachol Neser. No one can eat Nevela. Kishuta, when they permitted it in the Mikdash, it was only Eitz HaKohanim Hutra And therefore the Tzar still has the Isser Nevela in addition to him being to a Tzar. Yesh Kan Mishum Zaros, because he ate as a Tzar, and also Yesh Kan Mishum Malika, there's a double Isser here. Hischel Bar Kaparla Dun Nevela Chol Neser, it's also to everybody in general. Kishut, when they permitted Malika Nevela Mikdash, it was Hutra to everyone, and therefore Ein Kan Ela Mishum Zaros, and that's a double Isser. So there's a three applications of the same exact Machlokas, and the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to connect this back to Isser Kol, but we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. I thought it was